Hi, I'm 330. You're listening to Hacker Public Radio, and this isn't Copy Fight. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about social networking. Now, if you're anything like me, social networking has really kind of ruined your life. You seem like all you ever do is sit around looking at people talking, not necessarily to you. Or you're cleaning out your inbox because of all the damn updates you get from Twitter and Identica and Facebook and MySpace and just all the other things. Well, what can you do about it? Well, Ryan Paul from Ars Technica wrote this really, really cool app called Gwibber. It's built for GNOME. I think you could probably get it running in KDE if you wanted. But what it does is it takes Dig, Flickr, Facebook, Identica, and Twitter, and mashes them all together into one timeline. And what you can do is you can set a custom color for each of the different protocols that it's using. What I did was I would just open up all the home pages, take the color chooser, and click on the logo of whatever I was using. So Dig showed up as a special kind of blue color, and Twitter came up that kind of turquoise color. Flickr, I used the magenta that's in the R, you know, things like that. And what it's done is it's really, really made social networking easy. It's just an app that, you know, you can have open on your desktop, or it'll pop up with little balloons so that you can see each message as they come in. So you don't have to really put a lot of time into it. It's just a quick glance. It doesn't take long to read 140 characters. And in the new version, there's a little, it looks like a radar, but what it is it's counting down how long that balloon's going to be there. So, you know, when you get a whole bunch of them, you see how much time you have to read each one. And when they're done, you know, when you're done with that one, you can just click on a little X, or you can just let it expire. It's actually really, really cool, and later on I'll be describing how to install it, because it's kind of iffy right now. It's in an alpha stage or so.
Okay, here's how you install Gwibber on Ubuntu. My way to do it is based off of Segfault's original one, which is on wiki.ubuntu.com/Gwibber. But I actually compressed it into just a couple of things. First, you wanna edit your /etsy/app/sources.list file. You wanna add these, there's three lines here, /ppa.launchpad.net/gwibber-team/ubuntu-hardy-main, then deb.src/http, same thing. Then you want to add deb://http://ppa.launchpad.net/stemp/ubuntu-hardy-main. If you're on Intrepid, you won't need these next lines, but in Hardy you do. It's to get the webkit out of PPA, which is deb://ppa.launchpad.net/webkit-team/ubuntu-hardy-main, and the dev src for that. All this will be in the show notes. Then you need to do a serious apt-get. He had this broken up into several places, but I just crammed them all in together and it worked fine. So you'll need to run sudo apt-get install /bzr/subversion/lib/webkit. I'm not going to read these. There's a bunch of them. It's like 10, 15 things. They're in the show notes. Just copy and paste it, stick it in there, and it'll run. Then do a apt-get update. And then you'll need to pull pywebgtk out of subversion, which is SVN checkout, http://pywebkitgtk.googlecode.com/svn/trunk/space/pywebgtk-read-only. Then you'll want to CD into that, which is, he's got here, .cd/pywebkitgtk-read-only. I think the last time I installed it, I didn't use the dot there because it wasn't going to the right place for some reason. But after that, you do /autogin.sh /prefix=/user/local. Then make, and then sudo make install. And then you want to download the Wibber WebKit UI. So you just CD into your home directory, which tilde should do it. And then /bzr /lp:\segfault/webkit UI. And then you'd, there's two ways to do it. You can run it from the directory, which you just CD into /webkit UI and then do /run. Or you can just install sudo python setup.py install, and it'll totally do it. Again, all this will be in the show notes. This has been 3:30 in Hacker Public Radio, and now you can go install Gwibber. Have fun.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.